I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at putting an end to the controversial separation of immigrant families at the U.S. border with Mexico. The reversal also moves parents with children to the front of the line for immigration proceedings, but the order does not end a 10-week-old zero-tolerance policy that calls for criminal proceedings of immigrants crossing the border illegally. Meanwhile, in an interview with Reuters, Pope Francis said he stands with the US bishops after they condemned the separations. But the Pope said family separations are not a new problem. In the interview with Reuters, the Pope also addressed migration in Europe, saying populists were creating a psychosis on the issue of immigration, even as ageing societies needed more immigrants. In the wide-ranging interview, the Pope also said he wanted to appoint more women to head Vatican departments and address the Chilean clerical sex abuse crisis, saying as well as the resignations of three bishops in Chile, he could accept more resignations in the future. The Archdiocese of New York has released information on Cardinal Theodore McCarrick's ministry in the church after he announced that he's stepping down from active ministry after allegations of sexual abuse were found credible and substantiated. Cardinal McCarrick, the retired Archbishop of Washington, said in a statement he maintained his innocence after an allegation that he abused a teenager 47 years ago was found credible. The Archdiocese of New York also published information on the church's procedure for addressing abuse claims. A new study has found asylum seekers moving to Europe have raised their adopted nation's economic output, lowered unemployment, and not placed a burden on public finances. The analysis of economic and migration data is based on analysis of 30 years from 15 Western European countries and was published in Science Advances. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.